Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The DH, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Butcher. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Al Pardo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ken Dixon. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett strikes out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is hit by the pitch. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky takes first base on ball four. Hatcher moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins bunts towards the mound. Butcher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacy scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Butcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel takes first base on ball four. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Salas reaches second base with a double. Teufel goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salas moves to third. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lacy hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Teufel bunts towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Salas strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Butcher covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Dixon covering, for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby takes first base on ball 4. Gross moves to second. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pardo for the out. Gross moves to third. Shelby moves to second. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross scores. Shelby scores. Two runs are unearned. It's Twins, 3, Orioles, 3. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Dixon covering, for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Young reaches second base with a double. Murray goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Orioles. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salas moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salas scores. Puckett moves to third. It's Twins, 4, Orioles, 4. Don Osnow pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0-for-2 in the game. Pardo hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lacey takes first base on ball 4. Frank Euphemia now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Teufel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Gagne now playing shortstop. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Euphemia covering, for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray throws to second for one, and Ripken throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hatcher moves to second. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harbeck is walked intentionally. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Davis now pitching. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shelby strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Al Pardo. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wiggins for the out. Dwyer moves to third. Two outs. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Dempsey now catching. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Tim Teufel. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse takes first base on ball 4. Gaetti moves to second. Ron Washington pinch runs for Mike Stenhouse. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Washington moves to third. It's 5-4, Twins. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Salas moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. Salas scores. Puckett moves to second. It's 7-4, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Laudner now catching. Ron Washington now playing second base. Dave Meyer now playing left field. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 4 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 4 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.